with Tech Trends. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News in Las Vegas.
You know, you got big companies there, Craig, at the CES, and you got these other people that just have that idea out of the garage and they want to get people to invest or maybe say, hey, the public, there's a need for this. You never know. This is where companies come from. They start with an idea, maybe a service. They have something that someone wants, and they take it from there. And we're going to help somebody maybe who has a business growing and how to keep it sort of true to its original core. It's called The Hero Factor. That's the name of the new book from Jeffrey Hazlett. It's how great leaders transform organizations and create winning cultures. Jeffrey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. And I was sitting there listening to all the stuff going on at CES. I don't miss those days. I used to be the chief marketing officer at Eastman Kodak. So for, you know, years and years, I used to go to that show, and I'm missing it this year, but I'm catching up with it on your show.
Wow. But I'm listening when you say Eastman Kodak. I think that was the future at one time, and now it's so far in the rearview mirror. It's amazing how that works.
It does. It does in a blink of an eye when you think about it from a time perspective. A company was over 130 years old at the forefront of everything that was everything imaging. It's still around today. You get, you know, the technology that's in your camera or your phone, that's all Kodak still. If you read a newspaper, you read a book, all that imaging technology, of course, started right there in Rochester, New York. So, and now it's about, you know, how do we focus in on how to become a hero leader? And what's a hero leader? It's someone who puts, you know, people and profits together. So it's not just profit over people that makes the business successful. And, you know, I bought and sold over 250 companies in my career, 25 billion in transactions, and one of the things I learned is that real great companies are the ones that take care of the people and that they serve and that serve them in their communities. And what a big difference between those that are real bottom line companies.
Where does the road split in a company like that? Is there a point during its growth where they make a choice, or unconsciously or subconsciously, what happens there?
You know, that's a great, great question. It's a couple of places, really, but at the core, it's the values. You know, you got to have values. And if you don't have real values and put those values up front, and then everybody knows what those are, then they've all got to drink the Kool-Aid, you know? You got to put a definitive statement. As I say in the book, you got to pick a side. At some point in the business, you got to pick a side where you value people, where you combine people and profits. And in order to be able to lead the community, you know, right there in your local community, you've got people that you see that lead businesses that take care of the Little League, that take care of the symphony, that take care of, you know, the bike-a-thon. And that's the kind of companies I'm talking about. It's the companies who invest and say, hey, look, we're going to make sure that we're taking care of things in our own communities. We're going to serve the people that serve us. And we're not just going to, you know, take the money and run. And so, you know, that's what we see with hero companies. And there's a lot of different kinds of companies. There's bottom liners, there's do-gooders, there's good companies, there's wannabes, you know, and there's also those really terrible loser companies I call masshats in the book. And we've got a chart that allows you to be able to, you know, plot your own business on that hero scale and see where you're at. But every hero business I've ever seen makes a lot more money, has a lot more happier people and customers who are dedicated to them than those that are just on, say, the bottom line.
You write that only 27% of employees at any given business really know their company's core values. Why is that?
Because they don't spend enough time on it. You know, they're so busy in our businesses. In fact, I'll tell you, just yesterday, I sat down for the entire day with our entire team and went through the same kind of exercise where I said, look, we got to walk the talk. And so we sit down as a company again and pledge to do it more and more. Because the more you take the time to focus in on what it is that is getting your success and how to drive that and what you believe in so that everybody's on board, it's almost like a fine-tuned football, you know, team that can come back into a huddle and just look at each other and know what play you're going to run. And that's what you have to do to get to that kind of superior operation inside of a hero culture.
Do all businesses have a similar mission or, you know, core value to it, or can I pick it a la carte? How does that work for that?
Yeah, no, you can have whatever values that you know put. You could say, hey, we're gonna value profit over everything else. That won't make you a hero company. But you could, yeah, any company can come up with its own set of values about what they want to do. Like, for instance, you know, done is better than done perfect, you know, in terms of just getting it done, you know. So you can put different kinds of values that you have as a company that you're okay with, about how you treat people, the timeliness that you get back to people, how you're going to serve others in your company or your employees, how you treat vendors. You can put all those down as your core values or operating principles, but the key is to be declarative of it, to be able to put it down, and then everybody knows what they are. Because if not everybody knows what they are, you can only be as good as your lowest common denominator. And so the, you know, that person who doesn't know, that person who doesn't practice, will bring you down. And it could be, in some cases, very public. Or you could just be, you know, a really bad company. Let's take, you know, a company called Theranos. There's a recent book out about it, about this woman, and who would, you know, used to blood testing, and from the beginning, they couldn't do what they were doing, and they lied about it, and she kept it from everybody. And, of course, every employee kind of knew that this wasn't happening, that they could never do it. But yet billions of dollars was poured into this company, and they could never get it done.
Why did you decide to write a book like this now, The Hero Factor?
You know, that's a great question. You know, a couple of years ago, I was approached by a gentleman by the name of Rob Ryan, who was starting the company, starting a group, or had started a group called The Hero Club. And Rob, back in 1998, sold his company for $20.4 billion. And when he sold that company, he set aside a percentage of the company for every employee, making the single largest number of millionaires ever created in one day. That was phenomenal. People used to go up to him and say, hey, you're my hero, you're my hero, you're my hero. And he didn't feel like that. But he got a group of about 20 businesses together, and he started teaching them what he did. But he could never get it to scale until he saw what we were doing with what's called the C-Suite Network. And so since then, we took the Hero Club over, and I just fell in love with its values and what it was doing and how it was doing it. You know, in my local community in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where I live, and I also work in New York, but I see hero companies every day. I see these businessmen and women who lead great companies, who take care of, I said, the symphony, who take care of the Little League, who do these things every day. They don't get any glory for that, other than the gratitude of the people in the local community. But this country is filled with people who are heroes every day, hero companies that are making this country great and doing good things, and yet that's not what we see on TV all the time. That's not what we always hear on the radio all the time or in a newspaper. And so we wanted to bring that out so that, you know, we could really start to operate our businesses like they were meant to be, and that's taking care of our communities, running hero cultures, and actually adding more to the bottom line and more to the top line.
The Hero Factor, How Great Leaders Transform Organizations and Create Winning Cultures. Our guest this morning has been Jeffrey Hazlett. If people want to find out more about this book or just about that Hero Factor, where's a good place to get some details on that?
Thank you so much. Go to herofactorbook.com, and there's a free assessment. So find out where your business ranks on that Hero Factor score, and then see where you can improve your business, and you can be a hero too.
Jeffrey, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for the good advice.
Thank you. Thanks.